Hello and welcome to the TerminatorFans.com. Since the first official trailer for Terminator Dark Fate was released, we at the TerminatorFans.com have been asked by many Terminator fans about our thoughts and feelings regarding the footage, scenes, and CGI in the teaser for James Cameron and Tim Miller's new Terminator movie. We discussed what we thought. Right, so the trailer for Terminator Dark Fate was released a couple of days ago, and many people have released reaction videos for the footage which was released, which has been received as mostly underwhelming by the fan base at large. So we decided to sit down, just have a little bit of a chat about what we thought about the trailer and discuss the finer points of certain things in the trailer that we thought needed more attention or fine-tuning, or that we just weren't happy about, or things that we did like.
Right, so first of all, we'll compliment the trailer for the practical aspects. And the practical aspects were the practical locations. So I'm going to give kudos to the footage for the beginning sequence of the highway chase. I think that was Corvera. That was filmed in Spain near the Corvera airport, and they shut down a highway there. And as far as I could tell, even though there was CG aspects to that sequence, the location was real. And it was even though it was daytime, and I know Terminator fans like nighttime stuff because it adds to the dread and all that. But
it adds to the sense of isolation to the things that are going on.
But I did like the fact that the highway was real.
Well, that in itself added to the sense of isolation. I mean, there is a section where there are other cars and other vehicles in the lead up the road to the airport. But then suddenly it's isolated.
Yeah.
There are no other vehicles around. There are no other people around, which is nice because it's that sense of claustrophobia, despite the fact it's outside and it's open air. It's not exactly it doesn't seem visually like it's enclosed, but it is claustrophobic. It is isolated because it's that thing of, you know, no one can hear you scream.
And like, more kudos for the horizon shots, the mountain vista.
Yeah, that opened things up.
The helicopter flying, as far as I could tell, it was a real helicopter, which is, I think it's like a border patrol helicopter or something. We saw that in the behind the scenes, where it takes off and it's on a rig. That will be that helicopter. And we presume that would be when they break out of the immigration camp.
Yeah.
Which was more points for the fact that was a real interior set that was built.
Well, there's not really a reason to use too much CGI in that scene anyway, from what we could see in the trailer, apart from on Gabriel Luna, obviously.
And when the characters are at the motel, that's a real interior, or at least a real location.
A homage to the first Terminator, the Tiki Motel.
Yeah, so we got the wires on Gabriel Luna for that final fight scene as well. Now, the fight's practical, but a lot of people have criticised the flipping of Gabriel Luna when he's hit with the sledgehammer or whatever, or the mallet, and saying it's very Marvel and they don't like it. Now, we know that set from behind-the-scenes footage had blue chroma key in the background, which is like green screen. But as you were saying, it was like the set was chopped up, so you had...
Because there's certain parts of, you know, mechanical apparatus for building the cars.
Yeah, so the shot's very layered, which is kind of like a James Cameron thing in itself.
It's almost in pieces.
So by the time you reach that background plate where they've got the cars being constructed, we presume this set is Arius Motors,
which is a car manufacturing plant. Since James Cameron stated in a video that was released recently and then taken down again, that Danny Ramos is a girl that works in a factory.
Yeah, and we've got in the background, there's like automation going on. So there's machines building cars, mm-hmm. the shells of cars. And that's CGI, but because the set is split into, you know, the mid-ground, foreground, background, it works, doesn't it?
Sectioned off, so it's little pieces. If it's, you know, green screen, chroma key, blue chroma key, it's pieces.
And that's an example of CGI enhancing a scene and not totally overriding
it. Because it's
it.
Subtle, it's not the entire background.
And then we get to the CGI, so we go back to that first highway chase again, and we've got the liquid metal effects of Gabriel Luna starting to move along those bars that have been thrown into him by Mackenzie Davis.
Yeah.
And that first shot, aside from the music being jarring to the whole thing, that didn't particularly bother me, the way he's coming out, although it was reminiscent of Genesis, the endoskeleton driving the truck.
Yes.
From the future war scene. But we can make an exception that the Gabriel Luna's driving this truck, and then his liquid metal exterior of his Rev 9 comes through the windscreen, sets down on the bonnet of the plow. But then he does this horrific Marvel jump into the air, doesn't he? And it just, people have said Uncanny Valley, but it just doesn't look real at all, does it?
No, it looks... It just doesn't look real. It doesn't look real.
His face almost looks like plasticine or rubber.
It's like they couldn't manage to get his face entirely centered on the design of his head. So it's just everything about the whole head area especially looks off. Like the ratio of face to hair to flesh, it's off.
It just looks bad. And then like there's the more, like when you look at the actual CGI endoskeleton of the Rev 9.
Mm.
He looks great in the body, but there's something just off about the entire head area.
Well, the muscle design is interesting on the actual chassis of the model, because it's a bit more detailed, more in depth than previous models have been, where it's literally just the endoskeleton. This is an endoskeleton.
I do like the body design.
It's nice, as someone pointed out in our comment section. It's the musculature of the actual design. You know, the faux muscle definition, which is nice, and probably will to a degree make it slightly easier for it to operate in whatever it's supposed to be doing, or whatever its objective is. But as you've pointed out, there's certain things about the head and the neck that just, quite frankly, don't look right at all.
Like, I know that it appears like there's a big segment of the top of the cranium missing off the endoskull.
Yeah, the back part's just gone.
And I feel like there's lots of gaps within the actual endoskeleton frame itself that allows the liquid metal to flow into it.
Rejoin.
Because at first I was thinking, oh, if it's like the TX, because it seems like a rehash of ideas, and the way the liquid metal on a TX would sit on the surface of the endoskeleton.
Yeah.
The Rev 9 design has like got lots of gaps in the frame of the actual endoskeleton body, and that missing segment of the cranium.
Yeah.
It feels like its place is for liquid metal to sit. Then when it forms, it's not just a hollow liquid metal version of Gabriel Luna.
Yeah.
It's like it can be a solid version of him, liquid metal, through the whole volume of him.
Yeah, through each independent layer.
But that's obviously getting into the Rev 9 more. But the Rev 9 looks fine. It's just... There's something just really off about the head for me in terms of looking real.
It's also the ratio of the face is wrong. To me, it looks a bit like a Halloween mask.
And the neck's almost like too short.
It is too short.
And it starts to look a bit stupid, and it starts to look a bit comical and silly, the head.
You would definitely wonder about articulation on that head and if it can even move properly.
I guess we'll see a practical effect version of it. I hope we do. And it isn't just always CGI throughout the movie. Because I was really disappointed by the teeth. 3000 last time around with Terminator Genesis. And then we've got the night shots.
Yes, where the background is almost entirely CGI.
Well, it is CG because we know those sets are blue chroma key backgrounds. And it just looks fucking horrific, if I'm honest.
That's not the way a night sky looks.
Now we got like Mackenzie Davis when she's attacking the police. We know this is the scene where she acquires her clothing off a male in a vest. And the background's always just like blurred out of focus.
No, yeah.
We've said this before with Tim Miller. It's the Deadpool syndrome. It's the backgrounds are blurred.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like they have an in joke for his studio, which is called Blur.
I think the idea is that if they blur a lot of the background, you won't notice it's CGI.
And you can do the focus in the foreground, and you know the lenses. It's just the background's out of focus, but it just. Like, one of the biggest, worst moments in this trailer for me is when they're on the train.
Yeah, when they're on the back of the top of the cargo train.
And they obviously have a lot of people that have...
Escaped from the... What we assume from the immigration camp.
Well, you would presume it's people who have escaped. And they're all on mobile phones.
Yeah, they seem to be on iPhones, which is interesting, because before they all escaped, they just managed to get hold of iPhones.
It's like, is this the start of the resistance? A bunch of, like... iPhone wielding escape prisoners, and the planes just don't look real, and Gabriel Luna's leaping from a plane and he doesn't look real.
The thing is,
like, as a weird spider bug creature climbing.
As Terminator fans, as you pointed out earlier, a lot of Terminator fans want the dark blue night scenes. We had it in T1, we had some in T2, and it feels like they've given us some dark blue night scenes, but they are almost the worst parts of the entire trailer. They look absolutely horrible. It's horrible to look at them. The plane scenes are horrible. It's not a case of just unfinished CGI. There's no way you can make that look better.
And then that horrific shot of Mackenzie hanging off the bottom of
the Hummer,
which is obviously being carried along by
a C5 or something over the top of the dam.
And it just looks like shit.
Awful.
How can you, with this film so close to release now, how can you fix?
Now, we did say, whilst this film was being worked on, when they denounced who would be writing on it, and there were a lot of writers working on this film, that we did say, could it be a fact of too many cooks spoil the broth?
Yeah.
Because it almost seems like there's too many ideas going on in this film. We were told it would be almost refocused on the important parts of the film, and the characters and the story. And then we've got all of these too many things going on at once. And then you wonder, where's the budget going? Is it on all of these ridiculous CGI-laden scenes when it should be going on a proper story?
I wanted, and I feel like the fans were never listened to here, I wanted a low-budget practical effect movie. I wanted it to, like, really go really back to, like, bare bones.
Yeah.
And this isn't it. They haven't listened. But the question is, can they kind of prove people wrong? Can they outdo expectations?
Yeah.
I worry, are they just purposely lowering expectations at the minute? So when the film comes out, I think someone said earlier, either on the website or on social media, on one of our pages, they said, you know, is this like, have they made this look shit on purpose?
I think it was Colin TX on YouTube.
So it's like, have you made this look shit on purpose?
If that's the case, then that's, I don't even know, that's the highest form of prestidigitation to make us look somewhere else. But I don't know. I worry about it being that bad when it's released.
And then at the very end of the trailer, we had the face reform of Gabriel Luna, you know, his dulled
black ooze.
Black ooze. Coming back over his eye area. And
his ectoskeleton.
Yeah, his ectoskeleton forming over his endoskeleton. And it's almost there. That obviously needs some tweaking and some time to be as, you know, as good as it can be. And I know a lot of the CGI can be improved.
Yeah.
And in most cases, it won't be finished. And that is a positive that we have, that this stuff can be improved. But the point was, the fans didn't want, the majority didn't want this in the first place. So the fact that, and a lot of people are saying, well, Tim Miller's from the video game industry. Now, I've looked at the video game industry in the past and, you know, I found it fresh and exciting. They've got more visual ideas and
creativity
than Hollywood's been showing. So I know Tim Miller's got lots of talent. Blur's got lots of talent. But when you start to meld that into a movie and things are not looking real, it's being compared a lot to video games.
Yeah, no, you can't make a movie the way you'd make a video game.
And I was excited at first when I heard he was pre-vising a lot of stuff, like he was planning this out properly. And now I'm feeling like Tim Miller was not the right guy for the job. If the higher level execs and studios had said, listen, Tim Miller, you're making a low budget Terminator movie, you're not allowed to use CGI, you're allowed to plan with previs, but you literally have to do this for real, and it has to be as gritty as fuck, it has to be horror fueled, it has to have lots of blood, action, you know, it has to be deadly serious. I think you know, whether he'd have said yes or no to that. Well, if he'd have said yes, he would have been up for the challenge of it, wouldn't he? But he's obviously been asked to do what he's done. He's done it, and this is the result?
Well, I'd say differently. I'd say that you can have CGI, but you just have to understand it's a balance.
And it needs to be minimal as fuck.
Practical and CGI. It should not be all CGI. It should not be the majority CGI.
Well, there is a lot of practical sets in this and foreground objects. And you can see when they were at Arrigo, there is like real practical set elements in there. But there's just so much bloody blue backgrounds going on in the footage and stuff coming from Instagram.
That's what the plane scene reminds me of. Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow.
God.
Do you remember that film? Angelina Jolie.
I didn't want to see it because it looked so shit.
Yeah, that's what the plane scenes look like. Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow.
And the names are already coming out. Fart Day, the Dark Fart name's been resurfaced.
Dark Fart's resurfaced.
And these names are going to fucking stick unless they can sort this film out.
I hope that they're busy right now, really just working away.
The Dark Fart name and the Fart Day name are going to stick like Jenny Smith and Jenny Shits did. You know, it's, you can't avoid this now.
Yeah. Jenny Shits.
Anyway, let's just quickly run down the characters and how we feel about them. Mackenzie Davis's Grace. I feel like there was too much focus on the character. We were tuning into this for Arnold and Linda.
I feel like there was too much focus on a character that I don't even think is going to be in the next movie.
It's definitely a torch pass, and it has been said on numerous occasions that Natalia Reyes and Danny Ramos, her character Danny Ramos, is the main star of this movie.
So,
and this is the torch pass to her. Now, obviously, it's to riff against expectations and it's to make Natalia Reyes seem like the underdog.
Yeah.
Like Linda in the first Terminator.
And then movie. Mackenzie Davis is like Kyle Reese.
And then have her come into her own.
Yeah.
And we've got Sarah Connor, loved Linda.
Love Linda.
Loved her turning up, but I just feel like it was a little anticlimactic because of the trailer.
I actually also feel like that trailer's made her feel like the outsider.
Yeah.
Like she's just this person who's just come into it. You used to know them, but you don't know them now. They're the outsider. You're not supposed to even really like them anymore.
Arnold Schwarzenegger turned up for 2 seconds. They're going totally less is more with Arnold to the point where, you know, everyone's like asking, where's Arnold, which is a bit slightly frustrating.
Or is he a human or is he a Terminator, which
we know he's a Terminator because they said this, the very first interview with Tim Miller and James Cameron, they said he's playing a T-800.
And it's been said again and again and again and again, and then the description from CinemaCon 2019 described him with an endo arm.
Unless there's some kind of human twist, or they're just going to have him as a human in the next film or something. I don't know, but it's wearing a bit thin. Arnold will have a role in this movie, and he will turn up and be on present on screen for a bit. Whether that's just for a half an hour or for the finale or whatever.
Yeah, we know he is because he's shooting in the.
But
trailer.
he had fucking heart surgery.
Yeah.
While this was being made.
Expecting him to be a fully present member of cast for the entire production would be excessive.
But I'm a little annoyed how the studios are downplaying his role. I know they don't want us to figure out, but it's just becoming a little bit annoying to me. But Gabriel Luna's Rev 9, it doesn't bother me. It's fine. I think that if it can, aside from being a bit stupid, which is not Gabriel Luna's fault, that's the actual CG effects.
Yeah.
It's got every chance, every Terminator movie, the main villain has got a chance to be good.
There's always a chance.
So
it could be transformative.
I wish the best of luck to it, and I hope the Rev 9's a good villain.
I think we're missing someone. Diego Bonito. Exploded Diego Bonito. He's probably going to come back at the end of the film because Gabriel Luna's going to be wearing his face.
They've acted like so secretive about this character now, like, you know, people saying, oh, it's John Connor, or people are now thinking it's the boyfriend of Danny Ramos and she might be pregnant with the next saviour, or that he's just her brother. And, you know, I don't know whether that's a red herring, him blowing up in the car in the trailer, but it feels a bit stupid.
It feels like it could either be that he's a dark horse.
Yeah.
Or that he really is just someone that got exploded in a car in the first half an hour of the film.
Yeah. Could really
but
be that
But we
way.
Know that he had photogrammetry taken.
Yes, and
so that is a big red flag.
Enrique R. says, Enrique definitely was wearing the same check shirt that
yeah.
the Gabriels were in, so there's obviously going to be some more things.
He could turn up at the end wearing Diego Bonita's face and Enrique Arce's face. Your family are dead and I'm wearing their visages.
I'm here to fuck your mind.
Yeah.
So final thoughts on your feelings on this trailer?
Disappointed, hoping that the actual release product will be better. I'm not even that interested in if they release any more trailers, because I'm now concerned that that's just going to make the whole situation worse.
I feel numb to it all. Yeah. I feel like I want this to be good. I still want this to be good. I want this trailer to have been a fuck up.
Yeah.
And that we're going to actually get a really good film at the end of it.
Hopefully.
But if the film is anything like this trailer, we are fucking doomed. And yet again, we're going to be waiting for the studios to collapse and to crumple and to give in to what Terminator fans actually want. And that is a really low budget, no risk for them to do it either. It's just like, you know, give the fans what they want and it won't cost you $100+ million to make.
No.
But you're going to have to like stop paying big wages out, and it's going to have to be done for art and not money.
Return to the guerrilla filmmaking.
They keep saying, even James Cameron, this is about if we make money, we'll make more. It's money, money, money. You're so rich, can you just make this about the fans now and about making something good and not about validating more, making more just on the basis of money?
Now, that reminds me of what writer Damon Lindelof said about Prometheus. That the original script that he got, the original story he got and was told to adapt, was supposed to be one film. And then he said to Ridley Scott, do you know what? This is a really, really good script, but I don't think the audiences should have everything in this script in one go. So let's turn it into more than one movie. Let's spread it out so we can get more money.
And instead of getting the xenomorphs and the facehuggers, yeah, and getting the eggs and getting the proper planet that we were on in the first Alien movie, yeah, where the derelict had crashed, mm-hmm, we got a different planet where another derelict had crashed. We got stingray facehuggers and shite. It was just really bad, wasn't it? And then we got Covenant, and now Ridley Scott wants to make his sequel to Covenant, which the fans don't want.
They don't want that.
They want Alien 5, which is a sequel to Aliens, but he still wants to push on with his shit.
Genesis of David.
I don't care about fucking Michael Fassbender's android that probably is the first xenomorph. Some kind of half-breed, yeah, of android merged with biochemical.
Yeah.
That's how I feel it's going, that David
alien. We've gone off a bit of a track, but I can't help but wonder if Ridley just wants to do it because James Cameron's involved with Terminator again and they have that weird rivalry.
That's because James Cameron technically hijacked his franchise, isn't it?
Aliens, yes. That'll never die. Anyway.
So overall, Terminator Dark Fate's trailer is so interesting that we started talking about Alien.
It's a good sign, isn't it? What do you think? Do you like what you saw in the first TDF trailer? Do you have mixed feelings about the footage of the new Terminator movie? Are you hopeful that the next trailer will be better? We'll put any relevant links in the description box below. Comment, like, share and subscribe. Ring the bell for notifications and visit us at www.theterminatorfans.com for more Terminator news. Thank you for watching. We'll be back.